Every year, lawyers at the Erie County Bar Association and the Judiciary Committee of the Bar rate candidates for judicial office. On this week's edition of You in the Law, Bar Association President Lori Steike-Bloom, a former member of that committee, is here to talk about how the rating system works. Should the public be interested in the ratings that the lawyers give of potential judges?
I would hope they would be, yes. I think there's a lot that they can glean from them. And while they probably hope they'll never have to appear in front of one of them, I think they would want to have the best choices possible on the bench should that need arise.
I would suspect the premise of the Bar Association having a committee like this is that these are lawyers evaluating other lawyers who either are currently wearing a black robe or want to wear one.
Correct.
Is that true?
That is true. The committee is largely comprised of, if not exclusively comprised of, litigators, people who are in front of judges on a regular basis, who know either the candidates who are not judges yet or the sitting judges because they've appeared in front of them, and have an insider's view of that process.
You're a litigator. What do you look for and hope to have when you have a case in front of a judge?
I hope to have a judge who will listen, who hasn't made up his or her mind before I've walked in the door, although I hope they're prepared. They've read the papers and understand the issues that we're going to be talking about. And I want someone who will listen and weigh the issues and give me a fair shot. And that's all I can ask for.
In an increasingly diverse community with an increasingly diverse bar, is the committee a reflection of this?
It is a reflection of the makeup of our bar. We have, probably equal number of men and women on the committee. We have minorities. We could certainly do better. I think the bar generally can do better in attracting minorities, and the committee is reflective of the overall makeup of the local bar.
Now, do you do these ratings based on some paperwork that the candidates have sent in? Do you interview the candidates? How do you do it?
All of the above. The candidates fill out an application, and that application gives us a lot of information, and it also lists the names of attorneys and judges that they've dealt with recently. We speak to those people. We also speak to other people whose names are not on the application, some of whom may be other committee members, but most of whom are people out in the community, other lawyers, and we then interview the candidates and give them an opportunity to make a presentation and to answer the committee's questions.
After all of this, you give your ratings. Do you ever decide that certain candidates shouldn't be approved or recommended?
We do have a category of not recommended. It is one of the four categories that we give ratings for. There's outstanding, well-qualified, qualified, and not recommended. And we have in the past and do from time to time issue not recommended ratings, yes.
When you look at the candidates, what do you see? I mean, are these people who are in court all the time? Are they people from the suburbs who deal with town courts? What do you see in the pool that you're evaluating?
That's a pretty diverse pool, too. We see everything. We see sitting judges who want to be reelected. We see people who are entering the judicial race for the first time. We see most of the candidates are people who are in the courts on a regular basis, perhaps in a specialized court, criminal courts, family law courts, matrimonial, whatever. But I would say it's rare that we see someone who's never practiced litigation, who's never been in the courts, but it can happen. There's no bar at the door, so to speak, that you be a litigator to become a judge, but I'd say it certainly helps.
On this week's edition of You in the Law, Bar Association President Lori Steike-Bloom has been here, and she's talking about the system that the Bar Association uses to evaluate judicial candidates. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.